This is the Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life, from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. The first stop on this trail of murals is southbound. So far south, in fact, that we find ourselves near the end of the world, seeing the city of Ushuaia, Argentina, through the eyes of composer Frederick Lesser.
In that part of the world, it's very windy, which I understand it always is, because South America comes down so low, so far south, that there's nothing to break the wind pattern, the wind cycles.
Frederick grew up in the Toledo area, and when he's not out and about traveling, he now resides near Asheville, North Carolina. I got a chuckle from him at the prompt to think back on his foray into music, which was powered by his fervor for rock.
Like most 10-year-olds from my generation, I wanted to be a rock guitar player. So I did that for a couple of years and also played the bass guitar before I was introduced to the flute. Then I started getting serious about performing. I actually started my college years as a flute performance major in Ohio. When I started to hear some of the contemporary music that was out there at that time, I thought, oh my gosh, this is what I need to do.
After graduating from Kent State University in Ohio, Frederick undertook graduate studies in music at the University of Miami in Florida, all the while honing his composition craft in the pursuit of answers.
I kind of tend towards needing to understand how things work, sort of from a technical aspect, I guess. And so I felt, well, if I write music, I'll really begin to understand how this works. You know, what is it about music that is so intriguing? So I was very curious and very inquisitive, and I still am to this day. How does it work? What makes it so special?
So, an inquisitive mind as well as an adventurous spirit. And let's pick up there where we left off in the city of Ushuaia. That was one of the stops along the way for Frederick and his wife during a 2024 tour in South America.
Ushuaia is the southernmost city in the world. It's right at the southern tip of Argentina in the area of southern Patagonia. And if you look at a map or a globe of the world, South America actually comes down a lot further than either the continent of Africa or Australia. It's basically the last stop before you get to Antarctica. It was spectacular.
It was also home to a jaunty Antarctic-inspired mural that caught Frederick's eye and held his attention throughout the composition of his Patchwork Suite variation. The mural features a posse of penguins marching in a line down a set of stairs towards the world's end.
The caricature painting of the penguins, it engaged me. It's fun. It's kind of lighthearted, it's whimsical, which is kind of how I felt about the theme that I wrote the variations on.
As we'll find soon enough, Frederick isn't the only composer this season to comment on a certain emotional rosiness of Madame Pratton's Song Without Words. Despite its designation as a lament, the theme is a chameleon, it would seem. Frederick tapped into the bright side with the beautiful combination of harp and flute. First, we hear the solo harp, taking a cue from the penguins with a sprightly pacing of the original theme. And that primes us for three short variations where the flute joins in for a duet. The initial variation sees subtle changes in melody and harmony. Then Frederick creates a sense of distance from the theme through the addition of playful skips and increasingly large leaps.
I like it. I like what I did. I think it works, but the variations are very tonal, very lyrical. Not all of my music, I can say, is tonal and lyrical and melodic. Some of it is, and some of it's not. So it really depends on the musical idea that I have at that time and where it leads me. I don't try to force it into one direction or the other. It's just how I feel or how it strikes me at the time.
When it comes to picking and choosing a musical language for any given project, Frederick's got a broad spectrum of interests and experience at his disposal.
I love all kinds of music, rock and jazz and all kinds of classical and contemporary classical music. I just see it as variations on the theme.
And that is what the Patchwork Suite is all about. I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Frederick's piece of the puzzle. Three variations, complete with the solo harp introduction of the Lament by Madame Sidney Pratton.
Thank you.
Frederick Lesser's Three Variations on an Episode of Life by Madame Sidney Pratton, performed by Linda Seikert and Helen Reifus for WGTE's Patrick Sweet podcast. And with that, Frederick has done right by the Penguins of Ushuaia, Argentina. Thank you to Frederick for his conversation and contribution to the Patchwork Suite. To learn more about the podcast or stream previous episodes on demand, visit WGTE.org or the mobile WGTE app.